أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وورث سليمان داود وقال يا أيها الناس علمنا منطق الطير وأوتينا من كل شيء إن هذا لهو الفضل المبين.
In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began relating to us the incident and the lives of Dawood and Sulaiman alayhi salam. We said that Dawood alayhi salam was a powerful king, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with a noble son who was also a Nabi and was also a very powerful king by the name of Sulaiman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how he had bestowed them with the great favor and the ni'mah and the bounty of knowledge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained how they reacted and how they praised, thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and acknowledged that whatever bounty they enjoy comes to them only from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the next ayah, ayah number 16 of Surah An-Naml, وَوَرِثَ سُلَيْمَانُ دَاوُودُ. Allah azza wa jal says that Sulaiman alayhi salam, he inherited from Dawood. Sulaiman, who was the son, he inherited from his father, Dawood alayhi salam. Now when we speak of inheritance over here, it does not refer to the worldly possession, anything material. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that, إِنَّ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ لَا يُوَرِّثُ دِرْهَمًا وَلَا دِنَارًا. The Anbiya, they do not leave behind any dirham, any dinar, any wealth as inheritance. إِنَّمَا وَرَّثُ الْعِلْمِ. They leave behind knowledge as inheritance. So the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam never left behind inheritance in the form of possessions, in the form of wealth. Whatever wealth, whatever possessions, whatever worldly belongings they had were not inherited by the family members, but it was distributed amongst the Muslim public and it was given to the poor. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of inheritance that Sulaiman received from Dawood, the son received from his father, it refers to the qualities, the traits, and the attributes and the knowledge that Dawood alayhi salam had. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that was passed on to Sulaiman alayhi salam. Waqal, and he said, that is Sulaiman alayhi salam, he said, Ya ayyuhan nas, he proclaimed and he announced to the people, his subject, عُلِّمْنَا مَنْتِقَ الطَّيِّرِ. We have been taught the speech of birds. We know and we will learn how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Sulaiman alayhi salam not only the speech of birds, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed him to understand the communication of all creatures, the communication between ants, the communication between insects, the communication between birds and all other creatures and creations. Allah taught him the ability to understand the communication and the speech of all the creatures that Allah had created. So he tells the people, he tells them that عُلِّمْنَا مَنْتِقَ الطَّيِّرِ. He speaks about the bounties and the favor that Allah had bestowed upon him. We have been taught the speech of birds. وَأُوتِينَا مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. And we have been given. Again, he's acknowledging the bounties of Allah. We have been given from everything. Allah has given us everything in terms of knowledge, in terms of prophethood, in terms of possessions, in terms of kingdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it all to us. Inna hada lahu al-fadl al-mubin. What does he say? He doesn't attribute it to himself. He says, indeed, all of this that we have been given, it is certainly the clear and the evident grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look, time and again, yesterday Allah spoke of how both father and son expressed their thanks before Allah and they praised Allah for what they had. Here again, he speaks about a ni'mah, he thinks about a bounty, he tells people of what Allah has favored him with, and what does he say? Again, he says that this is clearly and undoubtedly the grace and the bounty of Allah. Sometimes we speak of certain possessions that we have to others, we speak about certain positions that we enjoy, we speak about some knowledge that we might have, we speak about some achievements and accomplishments in our life. The moment you mention it, whoever you mention it to, the moment you do so, attribute it to Allah. Say, all this is only because Allah wanted me to have it. And that's why we often recite, Ma sha Allah, la quwwata illa billah. When you tell anyone of any bounty, or you realize any bounty, and when you receive any bounty, immediately say, Ma sha Allah, this is what Allah wanted. La quwwata illa billah. There's no strength, there's no power, there's no ability except with the permission of Allah. Recite this often. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when you recite this, whenever you are given a bounty, Allah will preserve that bounty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow you to enjoy that bounty, and calamities, misfortune will not come to that bounty that Allah has blessed you with. So again, he expresses his thanks to Allah. Now look at the difference between Sulaiman alayhi salam and the way Qarun had reacted. We know Qarun, inna Qaruna kana min qawmi Musa. Allah speaks of a very powerful, very wealthy individual amongst the people of Musa alayhi salam. Allah gave him so much wealth, an abundance of wealth, an abundance of treasures he had possessed. But what did he tell his people when he spoke about his treasures and when people were so amazed at what he had? What did he say? إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. All that I have, what did he say? It's because of my knowledge. I worked for it. I earned a skill and I acquired knowledge. Through that knowledge, this is how I got whatever I have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took it all away from him. His entire empire, his entire kingdom was destroyed. So look at the difference between Qarun and how Sulaiman alayhi salam attributed every favor and every bounty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On one occasion, Allah speaks of a specific incident to highlight to us and to explain to us the extent of the bounty that Sulaiman alayhi salam enjoyed. On one occasion, Sulaiman alayhi salam, he gathered his forces and he brought them together, he ushered them together. And they proceeded and they were traveling and they were heading towards a certain expedition and moving in a certain direction. Allah says, وَحُشِرَ لِسُلَيْمَانُ جُنُودُهُ. Allah says, وَحُشِرَ لِسُلَيْمَانَ جُنُودُهُ. Allah says, the forces of Sulaiman were mustered together, were ushered together, the forces of Sulaiman were gathered. What were the forces of Sulaiman? Alayhi salam, Allah says, مِنَ الْجِنِ. Amongst the jinn kind. So he had control even over the jinn, a powerful creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed him to have control over them and also to be able to direct them and include them amongst his forces. Wal-ins, so they were jinn kind, Allah says, in that army and the forces of his, and al-ins, they were human beings in the forces. Wat-tayr, and even the birds. The birds also moved with this army and the forces of Sulaiman as they were traveling. فَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says all of them were under his control. Allah placed them all under the control of Sulaiman alayhi salam. May Allah grant us the understanding.